Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shocking Rupert is back. She's got it. Venus, that's the song. Quick break. Back from a quick break, I should say. It's 17 Tail. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Frank Lavin. Frank is in Singapore right now. He works out of that part of the world, and his business is Export Now. He helps companies across that region with their online experience, their online strategies, especially in China. Frank, give us a report on how the retail economy is, the Main Street economy in your part of the world over there.
Yeah, well, the good news for us and our business is this huge swing to digital, because that's what we do. Is we provide, you know, e-commerce stores. We run e-commerce stores for U.S. brands in China. So the good news is that, look, that trend has been going on in China the same way in the U.S. China, a little more digital than the U.S. E-commerce is a stronger, bigger share of retail sales in China than it does in the U.S. But the trend is going that way in both countries, and this the pandemic just accelerated.
Is that hurting? Do you see that that's hurting the Main Street shops over here? The digital sales are increased. I mean, if there's one thing that Amazon did not need was a pandemic to drive more customers to them. I mean, they already had plenty of momentum. And it's hurting Main Street. It's hurting Main Street businesses. How is that happening? What's that look like over there?
No, well, you're right. You're right. I mean, look, it's good news for us, because all we do is e-commerce work. But you're right. The mall owners and folks dependent on foot traffic, and think of the food court in the mall. I mean, those guys, it's got to be a very tough time for them. Now, look, that will come back. I don't know if it'll come 100% back, but it will. You know, some people like going to the mall or like going to the department store. They don't, you know, it's easier for them to shop around if they're looking at things physically, right? So some people are just oriented that way, and younger people tend to be more comfortable in the digital approach. So it will come back, but there's a long-term trend toward e-commerce in any event.
What about e-commerce in China? I know one of the things you do is you try to bring U.S. companies' goods to China, to be sold in China. I mean, as you've reported on the show, the middle class alone in China is the population of America. That's a lot of opportunity, and I know that's what you do. You help people aggregate the goods from America and help them get it distributed online in China. How's that going?
Right. What we can do is we can take basically any consumer site in the U.S., any B2C site in the U.S., and we can replicate that in China and run it for you in China. So inbound logistics and labeling and customer contact and social media and order fulfillment and last mile delivery and receipt of funds, and we can transfer the funds into U.S.
How has that business been affected? How has the coronavirus affected that business, Frank?
In Atlanta, you can run your e-commerce store in China from your laptop in the U.S. I mean, we've got about 50 people in Shanghai that run it, that fill the orders and do the customer contact and so forth. So we can do all that for you. So it empowers especially the mid-tier businesses, the mid-tier brands, to say, listen, you can now have a China storefront, so to speak, and you never have to go to China. We'll
Frank,
just do it for you.
How has the coronavirus impacted that what you just talked about, transferring, making U.S. Goods and services through their websites available in China? How has the coronavirus impacted that?
On the China side, it's been a big plus, meaning it's really accelerated e-commerce. We were just talking, but it's you know, people are more used to shopping online, they're more comfortable with it. It's now their default channel, because the shops have been closed, right? So on the China side, it's been a big, big plus. On the U.S. side, it's more mixed, meaning U.S. businesses, those that are, you know, fundamentally in good shape and in expansion mode, they have an appetite for this. But there's a lot of U.S. businesses that are grappling with the U.S. turmoil, and they say, look, this might be a good idea, but this year is just sort of a status quo year, a survival year. We're just trying to get through this mess, and we'll let's have a talk in December about 2021.
So what about getting the goods if something is sold in China that has to be brought over from America? I mean, has the supply chain been – how has that affected the supply chain?
No, in February there were disruptions. In February you really had a big, big lockdown. You couldn't travel the country easily. So in February it really was shut down. Our February business was down something like 70%, right? So you really had a disruption. But it's back. It's back to where it was. There's no internal disruptions in China, and there's no the freighters are still going across the Pacific. So the oceanic freight is still
both
there.
Ways.
And, yeah,
both
so
both ways
for the U.S. Both ways, yeah, both ways.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I know I've gotten some stuff back from China. I mean, I've had some things that came from China that arrived. I didn't really have any disruptions to any great degree. So. What do you see going on in the rest of this year, the rest of 2020? How do you see things? Give me about a 30, 40-second report on what you see going forward.
I see China economy performing, China, going back to normal, and I see U.S. taking several more months to come to terms with this. So the U.S. underperforming, still having pretty big economic disruptions through the summer.
Right. Interesting. Very interesting. I need the website. Frank?
One word, Export Now, www.exportnow.com.
.com. Okay, folks, so check it out and find out how Frank can help you. He's been very successful with this. I remember when it was a gleam in his eye. So we come back. I'm going to get Frank to give us a little, to put his political hat on and tell us what he thinks about the Chinese Communist Party and their plans right now. Are they overplaying their hand? Are they doing it about right? What does that mean for the rest of the world? After the break, Tim Tail, right back with Frank Levin. I'm Jim Blysingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blysingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.